With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the U.S.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
New Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying in his first floor speech as leader that his priority will be to ensure the Senate stays the Senate.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden set to sign into law a measure that boosts Social Security payments for current and former public employees. The change affects nearly 3 million people who receive pensions from their time as teachers, firefighters, police officers, and in other public service jobs. Russian-appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea have announced a regional emergency after oil was detected on the coast of the Sevastopol. The city is the largest in the Crimean Peninsula. Fuel oil spilling out of two storm-stricken tankers nearly 3 weeks ago when the Kerch Strait has reached the city. This is SRN News. According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says, quote, the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage of those who gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of the church fell from 58% to 50%. Meanwhile, the proportion of believers who didn't give anything went up. The economic hardships that have gripped the country over the past 4 years have affected everyone. The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico are among the states with new clinics. This is SRN News. Congestion pricing has begun in New York City.
Following years of bureaucratic and legal roadblocks, New York's congestion pricing plan to charge drivers to enter Manhattan from 60th Street down to reduce traffic and raise money for public transportation is set to take effect Sunday. MTA head Jana Lieber.
The point is to make the city better for everybody.
Most cars entering Manhattan from 60th Street down will pay $9 between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 9 weekends. Other times it's $2.25. Trucks pay more. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, January the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Robert Duvall. He is 94 years old. A lot of actors born today. Actor Vinnie Jones is 60 years old. Actress Diane Keaton turns 79. Actor and filmmaker Bradley Cooper, 50. This is SRN News.